Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Many recent faith-based films have suffered from low budgets and mediocre acting. Not so with Risen, a new take on the story of the resurrection of Christ. Joseph Fiennes is excellent as a battle-weary Roman tribune who's charged with finding the body of Jesus after it disappears from its tomb. He reluctantly discovers that there's something miraculous afoot. Well-acted, skillfully produced, and appropriately reverent, Risen rises above the crowd and goes beyond preaching to the choir. Kansas City's Jason Sudeikis and newcomer Stephen James star in the sports drama Race. James plays Olympic great Jesse Owens, who electrified the world during the 1936 Berlin Games that were supposed to prove Hitler's theory of Aryan superiority. This handsome-looking film hoped to do the same thing that 42 did for Jackie Robinson's story, focusing on a great sportsman's dignity in the face of daunting racism. While very well-meaning and honorable, it's also slow-moving and a bit too episodic. Thanks to its cast and its commendable heart, Race gets a bronze medal for its efforts. 81-year-old Dame Maggie Smith won the Evening Standard British Film Award for Best Actress for her performance in Lady in the Van. This affable comic drama tells the true story of an elderly homeless woman who occupied a van in writer Alan Bennett's driveway for 15 years. Low-key and sentimental, The Lady in the Van benefits greatly from Smith's savvy portrayal of a cantankerous and mysterious character. Also opening this week, father and son actors Donald and Kiefer Sutherland star in a Western drama, Forsaken. And it's the Puritans versus the supernatural in 17th century New England in the horror drama The Witch. Katie Holmes and Luke Kirby play bipolar poets who find love in the psych ward in Touched with Fire. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze!